Random thought. Mm-hmm. Selective outrage is common. But we expect more from the experts, don't we?
I would love to see a little bit more after what we witnessed at this group session.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time I've been disappointed in them.
Well, let this not be the last time. Mm. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, when we are those people, we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 20, Seattle. Recap of Episode 14. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Oh, did this son to be just have a date last night?
Oh, wait a minute. Right on time. They'll have a date in 30 minutes. So obviously the date last night went well.
Well, is it the same guy? That's what I want to know. Is it the same guy? Or are you one of those ladies that have a have a Friday night date and a Saturday night date? I'm going to Nobu twice.
Come on. You know people who have a date at 6 and a date at 8. You are one of those people.
What?
IL says it's Felipe. Hey, look, something, we really going to need a story time from you after all of this.
Yeah.
Toyas is a roster. She says, nope, different person. Like to keep my options. Yeah. Hold up now. You're one who's always talked about this, keeping options open. This is a good thing, right?
No, it is a good thing. Well, it depends on how the dates end. I don't want to have too many options.
How dare you?
Too many options, Ruben.
How dare you?
Just saying, but hey, I'm with it. You assume to be. You get it. Go. Do you go to the same restaurant or different restaurant? Because that would be gangster if you go to the same place two nights in a row with a different dude who's buying.
And the same server. Oh, same thing as last night?
Slips him a five under the table. Hey, shut up.
You want a tip, mother? Toya says, look, why not brunch date and dinner date? That works, right?
Yeah, I've done that.
See, now you want to admit it, huh?
No, I just didn't say it was wrong. I said, go, girl. Play ya. I paid for both of those, so who lost? Because they didn't go anywhere. So I wasted money for lunch, for brunch, and dinner.
Well, I mean, that's on you, sir.
Touche. Touche.
That's on you. Nikki B says, I used to have all my dates, all my new dates take me to my ex's favorite restaurant.
Damn.
Oh, snap.
Damn, Nikki.
Why am I not surprised, Nikki? I am not surprised, Nikki B. I am not. By the way, shout out to Joslo up in Canada, who says I'm only getting up to episode 11. They're dropping two episodes every Friday, so they're behind.
Mm.
Right. Oh. So here we are on episode 14
Spoiler.
Tonight. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
So for everybody watching North of the Border, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out Vicky. Vicky says, excited to see Tammy in the chat. Love her channel. Yes, we love Tammy too. Tammy's dope. If you haven't seen our convo with Tammy, definitely check it out too. Get to learn a little bit more about Tammy in that one. And Jocelyn's fine. Love the spoilers. So let's get to it, right? There's a lot to get to. A lot to get to in this one. As we kick off where we left off with Courtney and Nick. And Paul is not wasting any time here, right? Because he's like, hey, y'all want to end this relationship tonight? And Courtney's like, I don't know.
I don't, girl, you wanted it ended since the wedding. Since the wedding. As soon as you heard he's been on reality shows, she was checked out.
Right. Exactly. Michelle said she stayed with someone before and lost 3 years because she wanted it to work so badly. Hint, 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 Nick run is what she was basically trying to say.
Right. That was more for Nick's favor. But still, the experts here, they give Courtney this big pass.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They don't bring up anything about her talking to Nick like he's a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Then when Courtney says, you know what? Fine. Yeah, I think we should end it. And Nick agrees he should end it. And then Courtney starts crying, which I'm thinking those are happy tears because you've been wanting out of this for a long time. And then he'll say your goodbyes and Dr. Lisa giving her a hug. I'm so proud of you. You're so brave. Bullshit. What is to be proud and brave about you, you know, talking so bad about this man for weeks on camera? What are you proud of?
I didn't understand why Dr. Lisa said that she's brave, because, I mean, my thought was, don't you mean rude, right? And here's the thing about this. Through this entire thing, like, even when Tori asked them if they think there's something to gain from staying through decision day, everybody's trying to tell them, y'all, please, just leave, right?
Right.
We know this is not working. Just leave. They finally decide to, and Courtney finally shows some emotion, right? This is the bad thing, because as she drops the WWTs, and this is how dangerous that is. Mm-hmm. When you drop the WWTs, Nick is standing over there like looking just lost, and she's over there getting sympathy from the experts who should have been calling her out for the way she talked to him.
But that's what they do. Mm. WWTs work every single time. All of a sudden people stop. Oh, there's a woman crying. And even WBTs, WMTs, it's just when women start crying in general, regardless what color you are.
WATs.
When they start crying, yeah. Whatever. Whatever you start, women start crying.
Actually, those would be AWTs.
AWTs, you're right. NWTs. BWTs.
N.
M.
Oh.
Or should I say LWTs, Latin? But I just think when women cry.
I thought you said N. I'm like, hold up
no.
now. Wait a minute, brother. What is wrong with you?
Ninjas with tears. But no, I think when women start crying, that's when people are like, oh, we don't want to say anything. It's like, no, hold her accountable. Tears or not. Somebody should have called her out. And I was disappointed that they didn't, especially as we watch later on to see how Paul tries to call other people out.
By the way, Kitty says, not every time. Trust. It doesn't happen. Every time chairs fall, doesn't always.
It doesn't work on women. Women don't fall for that bullshit. Guys will just sit there and be quiet.
Well, okay. It's not... Okay, some women will work on it. Like I've said before, fellas, sometimes you just got to drop the tears. You never know what you get after that. But it didn't work with Courtney. I think Nick must have heard us because he tried to get a little emotional when they went outside and... No, all he did was resurrect the Courtney that we've known and despised for the last 13 seasons. It's 13 episodes.
Yetch.
What?
I don't want to say the B word. I just said yetch. That's exactly what she turned into. She's looking at him. Oh, now you're getting emotional. Da-da-da. I mean, she's. If I was Nick, I'd have been like, all right, then.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted a hug. She'd got dapped up. That's about
right.
Get a fist bump. All right, see you at the apartment.
IL says Nick was a doormat. He put up with way too much. Indeed. Yep. And Trey, I did catch this too. Courtney made sure to swing her pickleball towards Adam before she left, though. Nasty work.
Call me.
In front of my woman? In front of my wife? At least slide in the DM so she don't see it, but damn.
Yeah. Yeah, just if you ever want to play pickleball or something, just hang out.
Mm.
Call me.
With or without the woman who doesn't want to do anything with you.
Yeah.
That, oh my God. That to me was bold, and I really wish Marissa would have called her out on it. Don't you mean,
like I said,
if we want to play?
That'd be crazy if we saw that hood side Marissa come out if she had one. Bitch, what did you say? Courtney, you got one more time. One more time.
But to be fair, she's not going to say anything. And she literally gave Courtney the playbook because she's like, I hate pickleball. You hate pickleball? No, I'm just playing. You told her everything that her man wants that you don't want to do and that she's willing to do. So there's that. Something to be says, Courtney's insufferable. No empathy, though. I would have loved to see her stay for the group retreat.
Why?
Now, that would have been because... She might have shot her shot at Adam even more.
Yeah, but Nick would have had to take more abuse.
Well, yeah, but you know.
I got tired of seeing him get stepped on. Oh, but here's what I think, and this is what a lot of people have been saying in the comments of our posts and just some things I've been reading.
Mm-hmm.
Because Nick has done reality shows for so long, he understands that I'm just going to play this game, look like the doormat, and make her look bad. And maybe that was his strategy, that he wasn't going to say anything. He wasn't going to rock the boat. If he's this way all the time, I mean, good luck. Good luck, man.
The Free to Be Me says something's terribly off with Courtney. Good riddance, Nick. And your girl Cheryl says, hey, BWT means it's about to go down. There's no sympathy about to be had. It's basically what she's saying.
Yeah, I mean, watching Love Island, I would disagree. I saw a lot of tears for nothing.
I'm gonna leave you out there on your own. I'm gonna leave you out there on your own. Nonchalant TV says, Dr. Lisa and Courtney look like sisters.
Mm. See you at the reunion, girl.
Yeah. Is that why she's like, you're so brave?
Yeah.
Look, appreciate you guys hanging with us, man. Do us a favor, please, if you haven't already, as you're coming on, and hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shout!
You know, another favorite couple, well, at least one we like to watch and say, what the hell is going on? Nikki and Sean, they were up next. And I know they had to be nervous when Paul was like, all right, let's go to you guys. Damn it. Are we the next ones to go? Nikki says, she and Sean, they've had their ups and downs, but trust has been growing. Has it?
I was annoyed when she said she was an empath, but whatever. I hate people. So many people they're so draining. But anywho, back to Nikki and Sean. She said trust is still growing, and Sean acknowledges that things have gotten better, and he knows that she may not be fully attracted, which I was proud of him for admitting it out loud, mm-hmm. that she's not fully attracted to him. Mm-hmm. He has concerns, though, that he hasn't talked to anyone from her family, her mom. And this is where I knew exactly where this was going. Nikki says that there's a time and space and a comfort level for that. And I'm like, just tell me you don't plan on saying yes on decision day without telling me you don't plan on saying yes on decision day. You ain't meeting anybody in my family, not family, friends, my neighbor's pet, none of that.
Here's the thing. I didn't understand what Sean was saying when he said something is missing. I want to talk to her family to help fill in the blanks. What the hell does he mean? Okay, I was confused by this. What did that mean? Because we know she doesn't want him to meet the family. He knows right. She doesn't want him to meet family or friends. Mm. She was very clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
But what did he mean by that?
I don't know. Maybe he's like, let me see maybe they can help me understand why she's the way she is and why she doesn't like all this. All this. Maybe they can give me some insight of her past dating lives to understand a little bit more. And I'm sure if she did meet him, they're going to tell him the same thing she's been saying.
Right.
She likes him more attractive and taller.
Paul asks, when the cameras are off, how romantic are they to each other? And Sean claims they touch and kiss. And I think I heard everybody who was watching at the time I was watching go, bullshit.
We touch and kiss. And Nikki says that they've had some physical contact, but that feels nice, but it's not romantic. You know what I mean? And I feel like this is like one of those situations where let's say you're on a cruise, mm-hmm. you're on a cruise ship, 7 days, and you got a person, they're not all that, but we're on a boat, we're drinking, and I got 7 days. You might hook up with that person. You might make out with that person you normally wouldn't have, but we're stuck in the same space for 7 days. Fine. I'll mess around with you. I feel like that's what's happened with their makeout sessions. It hasn't been romantic. I think maybe Nikki gets a few drinks. Maybe she wasn't the only one drinking, or she was the only one drinking most of that Uncle Nearest. And it's like, all right. She probably bought that for her. Let me get a couple shots. All right, Ninja, come here. This kiss, Jesus.
Look, it's interesting to hear her talk about just the physical connection, because you get a you have physical contact with anybody that you bump into. That's mm-hmm. physical contact, and that's what she sounds like when she's saying, "Yeah, but it's not a romantic connection, right?"
Right.
Because basically, what she wants more of is the warm and fuzzy, the butterflies, a new man. Basically, yeah, is what she's looking for.
Someone different. Someone I can look up to and be inspired by.
Literally. Literally look up to. Hey, shout out to Janera says, hey, RGRT family, I don't even watch this lunatic show and I ain't missed a review. I need to know how it ends for the black people.
Yeah, we'll tell you.
Yeah, we'll let you know because they're still here because Sean decides to then suggest intimate activities and everybody's noticing that Nikki's backpedaling fast.
Her face when he said that, not only do I want to, you know, talk to your mom. She's like, okay, I've heard that before. He said, I want to have quiet cuddle time in our night clothes. First off, I've never said, hey, babe, why don't we lay here in our night clothes? I've never said that. It's just,
never used the term night clothes?
Yeah, let's get in our night
clothes. Nikki B uses nightgowning. You've never used night
clothes? That's different. That's not clothes. Nikki B knows what that is. I've never said, hey, babe, why don't you come over? We'll put on our night clothes. And that'd be like, to me, that would give me the ick. It'd be like if a girl said, Tara, why don't you just come over and put on our jammies? I'd be like, did you say jammies? I'm not coming. And then he said, and take a bath together. And her face, when he said take a bath, she's like, no, nah, son.
Well, to be fair, like Trey says, Sean wants to take a bath with her. He doesn't even like soap. So she's probably thinking, how? And what color is the water going to be when you get in there?
Yeah.
Are you going to turn into a white man when the soap hits you? Because all of a sudden the dirt comes off? Like, what the hell is about to happen?
You think she's going to rub his back out of anger, just putting some soap on the... Lift your arm, like when you bathe your kid. Lift your arm up. Get in there.
Sly says he needs a bath. And Woman with Purpose says his first bath. Damn. Oh, I do like that Cameron is seeing it the same thing that we all see, right? Because I feel like the experts could have called them out a little bit more. Like, we're not seeing this. Like, they didn't call Nikki out. Hey, we see your facial expression when he said this.
Right.
They didn't even do that. Cameron is like, look, man, Nikki is not in the show. Plain and simple.
Right.
He sees it. We know Paul and Lisa see it. Dr. Lisa. We know they see
put
it.
Put some too, respect right? on her name.
I put some respect. I try to put the respect and call her Dr. Paz because that's her surname, but y'all want to be.
I put respect on her first name, Dr. No, Lisa.
Y'all want to be too common and formal and informal with her.
I don't know her like that. I don't have to.
Apparently, that's y'all do because you go with Dr. Lisa instead of
Dr. Lisa.
It's Dr. Paz. But whatever, man. I'm going to stick with y'all on this one. Jocelyn says, making me itch thinking about this. Yeah. You and everybody else. And Dina says, hey, shout out Dina Explorer. Hey, see you in a minute. Says, Sean will turn to a gremlin after a bath.
Wow.
And thank you, Sly. Dr. Paz be tripping. Mm. See? Thank you. Thank you, Sly. I appreciate you. Come on over to the right side. Leave Terrell over there on the other side.
Fine.
By the way, I saw this and I just had to point this out because Mimi said, the expert said, it's okay if you want to break up. So, Sean and Nikki, how are things going?
And then we get that Oscar performance. Exactly. Really great. I agree with what Paul was saying, that they sound like they are a business.
Yes.
Where this acquisition is going really well. Mm-hmm. We're meeting on a few things. Like, it sounds very formal. It doesn't sound romantic at all.
Which is what the Free to Be Me says. Sean pitches sexy time like he's talking about business. Just gross.
Yeah, for some people, it is business. Just saying. Depends how you do it. Business.
You don't know that man's past. It might have been business. The last time might have been all about business. You know, when the experts go to Tori and Felipe, they ask, what's the most significant conflicts impacting them? And it's interesting to hear the two, because Tori says it's Felipe's conflict and she can't help him sort that out. So basically it's like, my name's Bennett, I ain't in it. He got to figure that shit out himself. Plain and simple.
That's all on him. And Felipe, this is where Felipe messes up all the time. Mm-hmm. The concern is whether I want to be married or not. That's where I'm at.
That's the last thing you ever want to hear your spouse say.
Yes, that you're engaged. I'm really worried if I really want to be married or not. Just don't know. Paul said this question for him is if he's still unsure about not wanting to have sex with other women. And of course, he's like, oh, no, you know, I only want to be with Tori. And then the experts jumped in with a statement saying they disagree, which I think they do. And I think you look at the faces of the other people, they're just like, sure. Sure, Felipe.
Yeah. You know, okay, so here's the thing. Before we get into this next part, Sinan's fan says this. I think the edits are leaving a lot out. I feel the experts are calling them out. The edits are just not showing everything.
That's what I said yesterday.
Here's why I call bullshit.
Okay.
Because there would have to be a long edit to get past if they call Courtney out on what she said. There's no way they then go, oh, you're so brave. No way.
Yeah.
And for what they're about to do to Felipe, why on earth? And he deserves every single second of it.
Mm-hmm.
But why you let Courtney walk off with a F-U straight to that man's face? She's been disrespectful this entire damn time. They let her walk. They let her walk like it wasn't shit.
They did.
They're going to give Felipe, who deserves it, the smoke.
Yeah. Right. 100%. And I like how Paul said that when a man finds a great thing, he shuts off everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true. It's whenever I've dated, I can go on one or two dates and I'm like, yep, that one. I'm all in. And I fall like a bag of bricks, but that's just what I do. Mm-hmm. Same for you?
No.
No, not the same.
I'm kidding.
I'm about to say, I'm like,
look, when you know, plain and simple, right? And mm-hmm. and that's the bottom line. And the minute, like, with my wife, when we're on our first date, I knew I wasn't letting her go on another date with another man after that first date, right? So every time a date was ending, I made the next date. When's your next available time? Put me in.
Yeah. See, a sum to be, how do you manage that? I'm curious. If a guy's like, what are you doing tomorrow? I got plans.
And these are the things, because like Paul, when Paul says men make a choice, you have to make that choice, right? And that mm-hmm. and that's basically what he's not doing. Tori says Felipe likes her enough to go through the process, but not enough to be committed. You have to make the choice to be committed, plain and simple. And when you make that right. choice, it becomes that much easier because yeah. it's, you have to want it, and both people have to want it, because if you want it and they don't, then it's called stalking. But it's called harassment. You don't want to do that. Okay? So, but she's there. He's just not sure. And is it fear? Sure. That's what people like to say. You know what it really says? This is not your person. Because you don't have to question it when it's your when it's your person, there is no question about it. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
At least in my experience.
No, I mean, I agree. When you know, like, this is what I want, because I truly believe relationships at the end of the day is about choice. Because you think you've never been on dating apps. The problem with dating apps is you have options all the time. Mm. And so you can go on a good date. You're like, wow, I had a really great date. She was awesome. You open up your phone. You got five notifications of other people like, ooh, piece of candy. They look pretty, you know, shiny. Maybe I should try to get to know them too. At some point, you got to make a choice and be all in on the person that you're with. And that's where Felipe is off, that he decided to come on this show.
Right.
He shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
But if you decide to come on the show, go all in.
Not just him. Again, we said they shouldn't have let him on the show in the first place.
Right.
When Paul calls him out for being late
yep.
to every serious. Meeting they had, he shouldn't have been on the show in the first place, right?
Yeah.
But look, here's the thing. Paul then tells Felipe that he's been straddling the fence, and today he has to decide if he's all in or not.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been the conversation you had before you told him you find him a match.
Right. Yeah. And Paul even says that he's half-assing when Felipe says he wants to be with Tori. He was half-assing throughout this whole interview process to be a part of the show.
Right.
So why would we think this is any different?
Felipe is saying he decided yesterday, the day before that, and Paul goes, bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit. And then this is where Felipe tries to get bold. Well, it's hard to try to convince you because you're not the one I need to convince. Paul's like, don't be disrespectful. This is where Felipe should have broke out the BMTs, Brazilian man tears. He'd have broke out the BMTs. Maybe Paul would have gave him a pass.
Paul wasn't giving him a pass, man. He's like, now you're just being disrespectful. And I, here's the thing. That reminds me of, remember the first time we saw Dr. Pia have to step up against somebody? I forget that guy's name, but he thought he could talk down to the sister like that. And she's like, hold up now. Mm-mm, what we're not going to do is that, right?
That was Nkechi, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Nkechi. It was the season before that, and it was a white guy. Because he was really disrespectful. The same way that Felipe tried to be disrespectful with Paul. So I do like that Paul kind of checked him on that. Like, hold on, now you're just trying to be disrespectful. And like, what we're not going to do is this. Mm-hmm. I just wanted you to do that with Courtney too, sir.
Right.
You too, Dr. Right. Oz. I'm just saying.
Because she was disrespectful. And had it been the other way around, if Nick was clowning and talking trash to Courtney, I bet Paul would have said something. Mm-hmm. I bet Dr. Lisa would have been like, hold up. We don't talk to people like that. Yes, Dr. Lisa, we don't talk to people like that. But yet you let your family member or look alike. You let Courtney get away with that bullshit.
By the way, K-Woo says, when is Paul going to admit that choosing Felipe was the wrong choice that he made? And I keep telling y'all, this is the producers.
They're never going to do that. No expert has ever said, you know what? That's on me. No.
Prime Napper says, I said before and I'll say it again. Felipe is the guy who struggled with female attention, self-confidence, lost weight, changed his hairstyle, finally got some attention, graduated to, and ran out of space to type. Okay. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't see how Felipe pulls what he claims to pull. And I agree when Adam told him, or Cameron told him, you're not going to do better than Tori.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. No, indeed. But again, if he's not ready, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He's not ready and it doesn't matter. And you got to know, right? And here's the thing. When you know, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, there are times from everybody that you may have thought you knew and you're wrong because they didn't know, right? But like Coach Run says, I told my wife within the first month that she was going to be my wife. Pastor Cal, same thing with his wife. He met her and he was like, all right, we going to get married, right? Mm-hmm. When you know, you know. Felipe knows. That's not what he wants.
I've never told someone like you're going to be my wife because I've never been married or engaged. Mm-hmm. Never said that. But I have told people, like, you're going to fall in love with me. I just want you to know that.
Why would you lie to them like that?
No, don't. I tell them when I make my salmon and asparagus, they're going to be hooked.
I'm going to leave you on that one. I'm not even.
Every relationship I've had started out with them having my salmon and asparagus, and then we were together. Just
and then? There.
Well, we're not talking about how it started. I didn't say how it ended.
Because I'm just saying, I've heard this asparagus and salmon thing before, but I'm just saying.
Works.
Then they got to know you.
That's where I put my magic. That's my magic right there.
I guess your salmon and asparagus is like a woman making spaghetti, huh? That's what you're sprinkling in there. I got you. It's called nut dust.
This is going to make you ignore all my bullshit for 6 months. It's a shelf life on it. 6 months.
Oh, man. Quick shout out to everybody rocking with us, man. Whether you're watching now as part of the live crew or later on as part of Replay Gang, do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shout. If you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Scan the QR code over my left shoulder. Always mess this part up. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and Archie RT Pod reaction videos and more, including members-only live streams for story time. Botero.
To the Replay Gang, do us a favor, please hit that hype button. And to all of our podcast fam, listen on your favorite app. Thank you, too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. And look, if you'd like to support in style, there's a QR code over Terrell's left shoulder. Go ahead and check out the merch store. Scan that QR code and thank you in advance for your support. I was going to go with something else, right? For you guys to let us know that you made it this far and the word. But when Sinan's fans had to ask this question, Terrell, what you put in that salmon with the eye emoji? It let me know the only word we can go with is salmon. So Drop the word salmon. Let us know you're still here. All right. Replay gang, you drop it in the comments and to the live crew. Go ahead and drop it in the live chat. Let them know you want to know what's in that salmon too. Tell them you got to reveal that secret later.
Nope. Don't reveal my secret. I just make it. Because even when I'm seasoning it, I season it before the person shows up. So I have it all hooked up. Just the smell. Open up the oven, let that aroma come out. That's when they start doing like, wow, you're nice and you can cook and your place is really clean. Works like a charm. I know when she hears this, she's going to give me shit. I know.
She's like, it wasn't that damn good.
Yeah, it wasn't that damn good.
I just show pity on you. Mimi said, she thought I was going to say seasoning. Yeah, but you know, he's not going to give us what it is. He's not giving up the recipe, so we'll just stick with salmon. next up was Belle Jolie and Mecca. And Dr. Lisa, again, with the selective outrage, calling out Mecca about the am I ready question marks. Not that he doesn't deserve it. I'm just saying. We carefully skipped over the people that deserved a lot of the smoke. Mecca deserves some. Yeah. And he got some.
Yeah, he does. You know, because Paul recognized that Belle has chosen Mecca. And we've all seen that. Mm-hmm. Like, she is all in on Mecca. And she even admits in her past relationships, she's had to initiate everything. And Paul says, if you keep repressing her feelings, she will have resentment towards Mecca. Because we've been saying that she's pouring into him.
Yes.
He's not really pouring into her. He had the great birthday thing for her.
Right.
And that's great, but he still doesn't act like he's chosen her.
Okay.
He's just being cool with her.
Perfect example of this. And great choice of words in the choosing again, right? Because as we said, when you know, you know. Paul asks Mecca, do you choose Belle? He hesitates. Mm. Now, this is where I have a problem, because why didn't y'all call him out and hesitate? Because, like, in that moment, like, how dare you even hesitate?
Yeah. Do you choose Belle?
Yeah.
She cool.
She cool.
She cool. Well, I mean, Dr. Lisa tells Mecca that, putting some respect on her name.
Yeah.
Dr. Lisa tells Mecca that she wants him to have a more definitive answer if he chooses Belle. And then this crazy mofo says, well, today was decision day. I would say yes. I mean, I wouldn't be an excited yes.
Oh, Dick.
But I'd say yes.
This man irritates me so much in the way that she has been there. And I wish she would just open up her eyes and see the way he's disrespecting her this entire time. Mm-hmm. Because the way he's so nonchalant about her, acting like he is the prize. And ladies, I'm not going to go on the things that you've said about him in the comments of everything else that I've seen online and every post I've seen somewhere else. Y'all, they're calling out a lot of stuff about this man. But he is not the prize. And him acting like the prize and her treating him like the prize is making him even act like that even more. Act more like his daddy. Logic. Right?
Yep.
And this is a problem, because I really wanted to open up and just see, like, this man, he doesn't want you. Yeah, he's sleeping with you. He told you, oh, I wouldn't sleep with somebody just because. But he is, because he keeps proving, just by hesitating to say, yes, I choose her. So, you're married to her, and you still can't say that.
So the way a lot of the ladies have felt about Mecca and his hair and unkept braids, this is why I don't really like braids, because of that. Now, if he kept it tight, I think the ladies would, like, respect him for keeping it tight, but it looks awful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he needs to get that fixed.
Kitty says, I dated a Mecca 43 years ago. Run, Belle, run!
Ooh, there you go. Speaking from experience.
Yeah. They talk about the three Bs. Vision. Voice. Mm-hmm. And probably the one that surprised a lot of the people, especially the live crew. Well, we'll go with the vibes, since Adam slid in there and gave him an out. Vibes. I like how they were like, oh, so that's four Vs. And Adam's like, no, that was actually supposed to be three.
Because I was running like, what's the fourth V?
No, you know what the third B was originally supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of Adam, as we get to Marissa and Adam, Dr. Lisa says it feels like they've been on cruise control. And I get so sick of them acting as if this bad day that they had was this epiphany. And now they've crossed into the land of rainbows and daffodils and unicorns. What was so special about this one bad day that apparently was still a perfect day for Adam?
It was still a perfect day for Adam. It wasn't a bad day. What made it bad for Adam is, yeah, she's not good at pickleball. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, the day was great for him. He just realized, yeah, she sucks at this. But he says that, you know, the cruise control is off. And Adam says that, you know, he finally says she's going to meet a sister. And did you see how Marissa was like, I am? For real though?
When asked about what Marissa's friends thought about Adam, she said they had some concerns, which surprised Adam.
Yeah, he's like, really? I thought we had good vibes. It's annoying because he says vibes about everything.
Now, you know, I do like that Paul calls them out on this, right? There's three things that are pointing to an issue with communication. I mean, we knew this watching a lot of this, but you got to point it out to them because they can't see the forest for the trees, right? He says Adam was unaware that Marissa's friends had concerns. Right. That's an issue, right? Marissa's surprised that she'd be meeting Adam's sister. Surprise. And then the whole pacing is off because Adam says, oh, yeah, things are good. And Marissa's like, no, it ain't.
Yeah. And I feel bad for Marissa because she's in a relationship with somebody who is very dominant and she knows that. So she just doesn't say anything and just lets Adam be Adam. And it makes her kind of sit in his shadows for a bit. He's something.
No, it's easy to see that he has been more irritated with her since that bad day and seems like he's off from this. They're not back on. Remember, they thought they were the ultimate couple for a minute.
Right.
Not anymore.
No.
And a lot of it's her fault, though, because you let him just do whatever he wanted to do and let him just keep going that route and thinking everything was fine. That now, yeah, he's surprised by all of this.
Yeah, but she had admitted she resorted back to what she did in the past. And once you start, it's hard to all of a sudden bring your voice out when you've been silent for 3 weeks.
And that's why CXM says Adam is being selfish. Yes, he is. But like Mimi says, I don't feel bad for Marissa. Stop all that snuggling and sniggling and giggling and speak up for yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Fair.
Yeah. Next up, though, this probably the quickest one we could go through, Michelle and Cameron. Because they asked, what's the most challenging moment since the last coaching session? And they said, question whether they're in a bubble or not. Yeah, you are. Easy answer.
You're in a bubble. Yeah, everything is great right now. It's only been 4 or 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a bubble for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But be married for somebody, be with somebody for a year, be married for 2 or 3 years. I mean, that bubble changes and he's worried about the spark running out. But at least they both have said out loud that they feel like they are falling in love with each other. Mm-hmm. Didn't say they are in love yet, but at least they're falling, which good sign, right?
Yeah, I'm okay. And I think to me, what I got out of that was, because if you tell somebody, oh, I'm falling in love, if you're falling in love, you're already there, right? Because it's not a long fall. If it's a long fall,
like the sunken place.
I hate to tell you, you're never gonna get there if it's a long fall. Okay, all right, I'll marry your ass. that's what falling in love is.
Fine. Oh, how Bart is saying, will you marry me, Gina? Damn.
because this whole falling. No. You're out of there. If you get to the point you say I'm falling in love with you, you're starting to like that person more. But if you got to say I'm falling, if a woman tells you she's falling in love with you, you mean you love me? Go ahead.
Yeah. It.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. See, Toya says, you normally don't realize you're falling. You just realize you're there. Mm. It's the only time a woman will accept the fact that, well, I tripped and fell and.
Oops, I cheated. It's an accident. I went to sit down. I didn't look first, and there it just happened.
Tyler says Cam is 37 and never been in a relationship yet. So yet he has so much to say about the others. I don't like it. How can I say this?
Producer driven?
No, it's just that if you're on the outside, you can see when you're on the outside, you can see how people are operating. The best coaches weren't great football players or basketball players. Michael Jordan would be a horrible coach.
True. Larry Bird was a horrible coach.
Exactly.
He didn't have any
So there's that. Nikki B says, never tell a man you love him first. Is that true, ladies?
Why?
If you got to wonder about who says it first, is that Kitty says never. Really?
I don't know. I think if I feel it, I say it.
Right.
I've said it and they didn't say it back. Mm-hmm. I just let them know, hey, this is how I feel, but I don't see the big deal.
I'm seeing a lot of yeses here. IL, yes, it's true. Never tell a man you love him first. I agree. Nishirjan says, I disagree. CXM says, I agree. Nikki says, never, ever.
But I don't understand the why. Like, why don't you? What happens if you say it first?
Mm.
You think he's like, Chappelle? Gotcha, bitch!
Nikki B says, Terrell, you're a man. You're supposed to say it first.
Wow. Okay.
Marie says, I've never said it first. CXM says, I'm not saying it. Period? Or period. First? Jesus.
I love you. All right, then.
Or do like I tell my wife, you better. Yeah. Slyan says, because y'all be tripping. Damn. Seriously? Wow. Now this is a real... Thank you for finally somebody answering the question. I think most women are scared of rejection. So are most men.
Yeah.
Only ones that are not scared of rejection is the ones that got something else waiting. All right, then.
Yeah. All right. Oh, you know? Cool. I'll be back.
Toya says, tell a man you love him first and you'll end up like Belle Jolie and her 60%.
Ooh.
You know what? Okay. Damn. Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I can't argue with that because only if you say that and keep your blinders on. You got to take your blinders off and notice everything else that happens after you say that, though.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki B says, men have to want you more. Never break first.
Never break first. Like, it's battle. Hold the line.
And they have to want you more? I mean, that doesn't always work out in the best.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I thought that doesn't work. I tried it. I've seen that movie. It doesn't work. You can't have some guy likes you more. It doesn't work.
Hey, to wrap it up, Nikki B says this is Game of Thrones.
Yeah. She's all hold. That's Nikki. Hold door.
If you haven't watched it, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to YouTube. Look it up. Look up Hodor.
What happened with Caitlin and Devin? Because apparently they had a deep conversation about Caitlin's past off camera.
Mm-hmm.
And Devin said, well, okay, now that I've heard it, I can definitely see why her walls are up. Or were up. Because apparently those walls got shattered.
No. They're still there. I mean, she took a couple bricks out so you can see through. But mm-hmm. The wall is still up. So she finally kind of gave Devin some insight into her previous relationships and we don't get much detail, but even Devin says, like, look, it was really bad. Like, she went through a lot, right?
Right.
So to hear Devin say that, my thought is kind of what I said yesterday. Caitlin likes assholes.
Mm-hmm.
And so she keeps talking about how amazing Devin is. He's good at holding space for her. He's so self-aware and all that. She still don't like this man.
She doesn't. And you can see, it seems like, here's the thing. They tried to fool us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we see, oh my God, oh, they're good. She's close to him. She's touching. She's laughing. She's smiling. She's this. And Paul goes, that's cool and all. But let's get back to the dimming light.
Yes.
And Devin is like, yep, well, you've been on one today, so let's get to it. He asked him, do you feel like who you are on this couch is you in your fullness?
Yeah.
And I got nervous when he asked that question because you could see Caitlin's face already go, you better say yes.
She probably pinched him under the table. Get it together. Give him the mom pinch.
Well, they were on the couch, but I know what you mean. She pinched him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think Devin was honest. He said that he feels like he's more of himself. He's not 100%. Mm-hmm. But I like the fact that he said that, you know, but I need to man up. And when I'm in my feels, I just need to tell her and talk about it instead of getting quiet, which I thought to myself, what? Communication in a relationship? Talking to your partner about how you feel? Good, bad, or indifferent?
Okay, did that tell you that some of this was his lack of communication or the way they were communicating was just off? Did that kind of put some of the fault from them on him and not solely on her? Because we've been giving it all to her.
Yeah. Well, he still has to be able to communicate when he's struggling. But I think what Devin is doing is when she starts to shut down and all that, he tries to retreat because he sees it doesn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then all the romantic capital he's built, he has to start all over every time he pisses her off. So he just would rather let her be quiet, not talk to him, whatever. That way you don't have to deal with any bullshit.
Kelly says Devin was ready for marriage. He was needy, but able to adjust. Caitlin seems to be coming around. I see them as young love. They can grow together?
I mean, no. I don't think they're going to grow together because Caitlin, I just don't think she really likes him. And I don't think Devin is needy. I think anybody that wants to be in a relationship and wants to be loved, all the different positive feels that you get, you want that. I don't think that's being needy. And what does Devin ask for? Talk to me. Spend time with me.
Look at me.
Look at me. I mean, that's not asking for much.
Put your damn phone down.
Yeah.
Jeez. By the way, Nikki B says, if Caitlin don't want him, I'll slam dunk him tonight.
There you go, Nikki B. Slide them DMs. They're probably not together.
Well, it's funny that you say that because CXM says Devin's DMs are going to be on fire.
Yeah. I think out of this, Devin and Nick, DMs are going to be blown up.
I don't know if anybody's going to believe Nick is going to be real because Nick really wasn't. He was very superficial and very surface level. We gave Courtney a lot of hell all season long because she deserved every ounce of it. But he was pretty damn shallow himself. So
he's going to blow up. I've looked at some of his IG and looked at the comments. You've heard of Sympathy Strange?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't say he's going to get married through his DMs, but Sympathy Strange. Yeah.
Red Lipstick Club says Nick gets a date to see if he's a fake or not.
You know, that could be it. I would love to go out with you so I can see for myself.
Yeah. You say that till he has the ankles tapping. It's like, wait a minute. How did I get here? Hey, appreciate you hanging out with us, man. Do us a favor if you haven't done so already. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shouts.
Post session. I thought they kind of flew through everything after a while, right?
Yeah.
But what really tickled me at first was Belle and Mecca in the car and their disagreement because, and you tell me who was right or wrong here, because Mecca said Sean gave Nikki a list of demands, right? He's like, damn, I can't believe he actually just gave her a list of demands. And Belle's like, no, those were just examples. Mm-hmm. Who's right?
They're both right. What Sean did is he gave her examples of the things that he's demanding of a wife. Take a bath with me. Let me talk to your mama. Cuddle with me in your night clothes.
In your jammies.
In your jammies.
Prime Napa agrees with you. True. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Nikki and Sean, post-session, we see them on the sneaky peek camera.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing them getting a little smooch on. And I started to question, tell me if I'm wrong for questioning this, but I questioned it because I'm like, did they just do it right there so the camera would catch them and go, hey, we need to step this up a notch. We told them we were kissing and touching, so let's do it where the camera, where's, right, okay, right, this angle, right here, let's do it.
I see your point, because if you think about it, did we really see them kiss?
Mm.
Did we see lips and tongues? No, we didn't. But I don't think Nikki would be okay with him rubbing on her booty the way he was, even if she was trying to fake it. So maybe after a couple glasses of wine, she was like, go ahead and get you a feel.
A couple glasses, a couple bottles.
Whatever it takes. We've all been there. Whatever it takes.
Sly says, Sean, go wash yourself. Nikki, have some pride. Damn. Kelly, you're getting ahead of yourself. That's tomorrow. And you're absolutely right, but we'll get to that one tomorrow. I was actually like, damn, okay, this is interesting. But then next, we do get to see Tori and Felipe. And Felipe doesn't like the way two people painted him at that group session. One was Paul, which no surprise there. But then he also threw Tori in there. Was he right?
Mm-hmm. No, he wasn't right. He did that to himself. Tori did not stick her hand up his ass and make him say, I don't know if I want to be married or not. He said that, right? And I think Tori said that she's given him space to figure it out. And he still sounds the same tonight as he has in other sessions. And she doesn't feel like he's into her.
Yeah. No, which, I mean, to that point, like Prime Napa says he painted himself because this is what he's done, right? I mean, he's the one that decided to tell everybody. He likes, and I get what he's saying, and he's like, well, I didn't say I like sleeping with different women. They asked me what I liked about being single. You don't say that in front of your wife with everybody else. What? At what point do you think that that's cool?
That's crazy. That's like saying, I'm not saying I like steak, but whenever I go to this steakhouse, I always get the ribeye.
Nisha Grid says, I hate that Tori hasn't just called it by now. Why is she leaving everything up to Felipe? It makes me not feel bad for her. That's interesting, too. Because is it that she has given herself to him and she's like, I'm going to give you this chance? Or is she just going, I'm going to make it to decision day and say no, and I'm going on my merry way because I've pretty much checked out of this too.
Mm. There's a reason why they stick around, because a lot of times we watch this, there's always at least one couple that we're always like, why? Mm-hmm. Why are you still sticking in there? For what?
Yeah.
Now, what was crazy about this conversation to me is Felipe tells her that he got scared when he realized just how much he liked her, which to me sounds like BS.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, give me a week to show you how much I want you. And she says, well, I hope, you know, I hope you give me every reason to stay. And he said, I'll do my best. That's not the sound of somebody who really wants you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do my best. I'll try.
What is he going to say that's going to make her actually believe? He says, give me a week, right? Mm-hmm. At least that's given a timeline. Here, give me a week. I'll prove to you this. And then you got to prove again. Because here's the thing. He said he chose her yesterday, the day before that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's going through her mind and everybody else is, yeah, but will you choose her tomorrow?
Right.
Right? Everybody's saying the reason that she's not leaving is TV time, and Dina has other things that say have to be done before. So everybody's, damn it, man. Y'all. that's wild. Look. Oh, JC Walker says she wants that finals check. Felipe, and I got to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Is there anything he could do that would bring him out of that? Because you're talking about him saying, give me a week, I'll try, right?
Yeah.
What could he say or do to redeem for what he already said and did?
I think he has to go all out. Like, his goal should be what I call the Jennifer Hudson and Dream Girls. Mm-hmm. That I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and you, and you, and you, you're going to love me. Like, he needs to do everything possible. If you really want this woman, mm-hmm. this is who you're saying that you want, you need to go all out, put everything on the table. But you just don't tell somebody, I'll try. Try my best.
So does he wake up earlier and take the dog out before she even gets up to go to work?
He should wake up, have breakfast ready for her before she goes, hey, babe, I know you have a long day. I made you a smoothie. I'm about to take Coda out for a walk. Have a great day. Mwah. Yes, he should be doing stuff like that.
Okay. Is it sustainable, though?
If you really want her, it's sustainable. Mm. It's for him to show that he really wants her.
Well, like Sly says, Felipe wasn't even apologetic. He doesn't want it.
Yeah.
So there's that.
That's...
No, I don't think so either. maybe he should stop by sitting up straight.
He's always hair just kind of flopped. It's like he's hungover.
Yes.
It's like he's, yeah. Probably. Waking up from a frat house.
He might be, for all we know. Michelle and Cameron. Cam was having a tough day. And I saw people mentioning this earlier. Do you think it was... is it depression?
I think so. I mean, yeah. I can, and I've talked about this on many podcasts. I have depression some days. I have days where I'm just not okay. I'm just not in the mood, just not feeling right. It. And you still got to go through the motions. And I think for him, when you're by yourself and you feel that way, I can easily just shut down. I'm not going to go out. I'm just sit and binge on the couch and be by myself. But when you're with someone that's like a happy yellow lab, like mm-hmm. Michelle, that's just positive, it's hard. It's hard to be in your depressed feels when this person around you is like, what's going on? What's on, Cam? Who's my guy? Who's my guy? Like, it would be annoying. So I think there's that. Yeah.
Or it could be that vocal fry that's doing it. But Kelly says, I believe that almost 30% of the U.S. population has depression. I mean,
a lot of people do.
Yeah. And it's... nobody's the same all the time, right? And it's always like, it's okay to have those moments. And to that point, think about how she reacted. Did she do what she was supposed to do in that sense?
Yeah. She was supportive. She didn't make it about her. She said, hey, let's go for a walk. I'm going to make us a picnic. Mm-hmm. And not to say that was to fix it.
Right.
It was just she did something for him. And it was really about him. It wasn't like, why are you, whenever you this way, it makes me feel. It was none of that. I think she handled it perfectly.
Had it been Courtney, we're like, man, you're...
you always sad about something. Don't touch.
Now you want to show emotion?
Yeah, now you're going to show emotions? Now that you're depressed? You're going to show how you feel about something? Yeah, that's exactly what Courtney would have done.
Red Lipstick Club is right there with you. Loved how Michelle handled it and said, hey, let's go for a walk and a lunch. It was really great. They got to see another couple taking wedding photos. And, that got them in a whole nother conversation. And it was interesting because I would have probably had that exact same conversation. I wonder how long they've been dating. Just when you see, you ever flying in on a plane and you see cars going somewhere and you ever go, I wonder where the hell they're going.
Yeah.
Like, it's none of your damn business. But okay, but yeah. Okay, so it's not just me. I thought I was the only crazy one. When we see Marissa and Adam again, they're in a hot tub boat. That's something you would do, isn't it?
No. No. I mean, it's great to be on a boat. They got this mm-hmm. with the charcuterie board. Yes. I love.
I'm about to say you that, again. That's what I said. But you do this, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would be all about that. But I don't want to be on a boat that has water in the boat. I just don't understand that. I was like, why not just get into the water?
How do you know when the boat is sinking?
Yeah, I'm just like, why not just get in the water?
There's water coming in. There's been water in here. What are you talking
about?
Come
back to the edge, eat some cheese, go back out in the water a bit. But why, like, sit in water on a boat? I just don't understand it.
Trey says, always some water involved with them.
Vibes. That's how they vibe.
Yeah, that's how they vibe. And Red Lipstick Club says, this man found a way to ruin a hot tub date. How the F do you do that?
He sure did. So he says that his goal was to do something nice for Marissa. Let her know it's not all about sports or athletics or being competitive. Let's just have a nice date on a boat. So they get on the boat, and he gets in his, what's he call them, his water socks, pool socks, whatever.
Call it.
Whatever. And he's like, hey, let's do push-ups. And she's like, what? He's like, no, come on. Let's do push-ups. Well, first, he shotguns a water,
yeah,
and water, then tells her, hey, your turn. It's just crazy. Then after that, hey, let's do push-ups. And so she, and I was surprised that she did it. And then he's like, no, you're not going low enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you ruined this that, whole date.
She is going down. He's like, no, you got to put your chest on. Like, yeah. Dude, calm yeah. the hell down. Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nuts. Sly says, Adam had her in boot camp.
It's like he's trying to live his sober frat days.
Yeah.
You know, instead of shotgun and a beer, the shotgun of water. And let's do some push-ups.
T. Porter says, I wanted to drown him when he asked Marissa to do push-ups. And J.C. Walker says, that date was all about him. Do you agree?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Shineske says, I would have swam to shore. He would have jumped out the boat and tried to race you. Oh, you didn't tell me you
wanted
to race?
Oh, this is what we're doing? Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it wouldn't have worked. Kelly says, push-ups and eating steak with his hands. This guy, yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
He's a lot. Mm-hmm. But he still can't believe that Marissa's friends had concerns. And I'm trying to understand why. Why is he so, I want to say self-absorbed, but I don't think that does it justice.
Oh, because there's nothing wrong with him. He's awesome.
Yeah.
So how would anybody not like all this?
Right.
So that's just who he is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-mm-mm. I didn't get that at all. But hey, we get what? Episode 15, where we get into the, we really get into the shits next.
Yeah. The next group dinner.
Yeah. I know you're really looking forward to that one because.
I am.
That's a good one. And then, of course, you know, I know some people brought it up already today, but we're going to get into Nikki and Sean and what's hanging.
His helicopter moment. I thought he was going to come into the, bam.
Coming out singing and swinging.
like Eddie Kane. Bang.
Bang. Nights like this, I wish. Raindrops would fall. Also, don't forget that starting Wednesday, so Love is Blind UK is back on Wednesday, right? So we're going to, it's a lot of episodes coming. So we're going to start dropping them on Wednesday. All right. So Wednesday evening, they're going to start coming. So I was about to say hard and fast, but.
Okay, Sean.
I had to catch myself. So do us a favor, please. If you haven't already, on this video, go ahead and hit that like button. And if you're not subscribed to the channel, please subscribe, hit the bell for notifications.
Shows.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules, talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time auto. You think we clashing, nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.